Unit 3 test.
Okay, it's time to tell the class about the project you're doing. Molly?
My project is on tiny houses in the USA. Basically, people live in very small houses made of wood. They have a simple life without a lot of things. The houses are cheap to build and they are eco-friendly because they don't use much energy. I think tiny houses will become popular in the future because they save money and they're good for the environment.
Thank you, Molly. Very interesting. AJ?
My project is about a house in Dublin, Ireland, called Mount Anvil. It's an eco-friendly house and it wasn't expensive to build. It's made of wood and bricks and has big windows, so it's very light inside. It also saves energy. When the weather is cold, the house stays warm, and when it's hot, the house is cool. The architect won a prize. If more people live in eco-friendly homes, there will be less harm to the environment.
Very good, AJ. Jason?
My project's about an eco-village called Torre Superiore in Italy. It's an old village. The people there grow organic vegetables and fruit, and they make their own bread and olive oil. They get electricity and hot water from the sun. There are only a few cars in the village. People mainly walk or ride bicycles, so there's very little pollution.
Excellent work, Jason. Who's next? Becky.
My project is about a house made of plastic bottles. It's in Argentina, and a man called Alfredo Santa Cruz made it. He's passionate about recycling and protecting the environment, so he collected thousands of plastic bottles to build his house. He filled the bottles with sand to make them stronger and so that people can't see inside the house. Alfredo teaches other people how to make bottle houses. In the future, I think some people will live in plastic bottle houses.
Okay, thank you. Some excellent topics there. Now, let's have a break.